Hello there. Today's story is Joseph and His Dream.
What's the matter, Joey?
Oh, some of the kids in the neighborhood are ganging up on Ron. He's the new boy who just moved here.
Why are they doing that?
Oh, they're jealous of Ron because he has a neat leather jacket, and they wish it was theirs.
Oh, Joey, that jealous spirit can only lead to trouble. It happened to a boy named Joseph who lived a long time ago in early Bible times. His father, Jacob, had several sons, but loved Joseph most of all, and he made him a beautiful coat of many colors. And when Joseph's brothers saw that their father loved Joseph, they were jealous and hated him. Then one morning, Joseph woke up from a dream so strange, he felt he just had to tell his brothers about it.
Let me tell you what I dreamed last night. I can't get it out of my mind.
A dream? What was it?
It was harvest time. We were out in the field, binding our sheaves of wheat. Then my sheaf stood up, and all your sheaves gathered around it, and bowed low before it.
So, you're going to rule over us, are you?
Who do you think you are?
Must have a big head.
Then later, he had another dream even more strange.
Say, listen to my latest dream. It's even more strange. I saw the sun, the moon, and 11 stars all bow down before me.
This made his brothers even more angry. Besides, his father Jacob was upset now. What's this, he asked. Shall I indeed and your mother and brothers actually come and bow down to you? But Jacob thought about his boy's dream and wondered what it could mean.
Though Joseph's brothers envied him and hated him, Joseph's heart was right towards God. God had his hand upon him. Just as Joseph was rejected by his brothers, so Jesus, God's Son, came into his own people, and they didn't receive him. The Bible says, but to as many as received him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. He loved us enough to die for your sins and mine. Have you ever received Jesus as your Savior? Put your trust in him today and invite him into your heart. He will cleanse your heart and give you peace and joy, and you will be his child in the family of God.